My mom was a beautiful, strong, intelligent, elegant, sophisticated woman. We had such a special mother-daughter relationship. I was an only child for 9 years until Mark was born, and I did everything with my mom. She was always there for me. I was so fortunate that she taught me French as a little baby, and we shared the special and unique bond of speaking in French together every day until her last moments. I didn't realize until I was older all the amazing gifts my mom gave me growing up. From the time I was a little girl, my mom wanted all the best things for me. I was her little princess. She would dress me in adorable little French dresses with bows in my hair. She wanted me to become an intelligent, cultural, athletic girl, and I wanted to be just like her. I used to listen to her play classical piano, and at 6 years old, I started taking piano lessons, which I continued until I was 18. She used to tell me how much she loved listening to me practice every day and going to my piano recitals and competitions. She was my biggest fan, and we always had that special bond of enjoying classical music together. She also wanted me to be well-rounded by learning all the different sports that she knew. She took me to Cornish School for ballet lessons in elementary school. I also took swimming and tennis lessons at her neighborhood Lakers Swim Club, along with skiing and ice skating lessons. Tennis became a bond that we shared together, and generationally, tennis has become a passion for our family. We had great times playing tennis together when we'd go visit my parents every February break at their home in Rancho Mirage. I cherish those memories of playing tennis with my mom and dad up to our late 70s and early 80s. Education was also always important, and she also wanted me to become worldly. She took me to France several times when I was young to visit family, and she encouraged me to go to France in the summer between my freshman and sophomore year of college, where I studied at University of Nice, along with visiting my grandfather in Cannes. I'm so lucky to have spent that time with him as he passed a few years later. As I got older and had my family, my mom was always there for me, understanding what I needed. I remember after giving birth to Jeff and Jennifer, she knew just how to help me navigate the early days of motherhood and help me through the postpartum moments following their birth. She always understood me and was there for me, and I always knew I could count on her. My dad was her world, and they shared 58 wonderful years of love, travel, and tennis. When he passed in 2017, I became her rock. She stayed with John and me for about 10 days after his passing. Though I was grieving myself at that time, my main focus was to care for her, and I knew she needed me. During that time, we shared a lot of wonderful conversations, and I encouraged her to take us on a trip back to her roots in France, which is an experience that John, Jeff, Jennifer, and I will cherish always. In May of 2018, we got to see Paris through her eyes, spend time with her family and friends, attended the French Open, the Monaco Grand Prix. It was truly a trip of a lifetime to share with her. As her health deteriorated a few years ago, I became her health advocate and attended all of her doctor appointments. I learned all about her idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, along with her heart disease, and helped her navigate through a multitude of doctor appointments and several hospital visits. We did everything we could, from trial drugs to rehab. I became her voice. She counted on me to understand and help and guide her. I was always there for her. We convinced her to move closer to us to Timber Ridge in Issaquah in the spring of 2021, and she truly blossomed there. She made new friends who had also traveled the world, enjoyed classical music, played bridge, exercise classes, art classes, all the things she enjoyed. She loved it there, and they took great care of her at the end at Briarwood at Timber Ridge, along with the amazing nurses from Kleingallen Hospice. My mom's final wishes were to pass peacefully and comfortably surrounded by all her family who meant so much to her. Though the last few weeks have been so difficult and emotional, the conversations I've had with my mom and our family have been priceless and memories that I will cherish forever. Many days we had up to 12 members of our family in her ICU room in a Briarwood, sharing stories for hours, eating and drinking. The closeness of our family has been so comforting. She enjoyed croissant and quiche that we brought her, and we shared stories and favorite memories. Even when she had her eyes closed, she said it was comforting for her to hear us all talking. She was able to say goodbye and final words to all her family and friends here, as well as on the phone to her cousin Bebert in Paris, who was like a brother to her, also her cousin Didier and close friend Christiane. She wrote a memoir several years ago that her greatest possessions were Mark and me. She worried about us till the end. In some of her final words, she told Leslie to take good care of Mark, and to Mark and John to take good care of me. The day before she passed, she had her eyes closed and she asked me if there was anything else I wanted to say or ask her. And I said, no, I've said it all. I asked her if there was anything more she wanted to say to me, and she also said no. She then said her goodbyes to me in French. Mama, thank you for a lifetime of love. You will always be in my heart. Je t'aimerai toujours et je t'embrasse. I will love you forever.